I tripped the emergency alarm, went flying up 6 flights of stairs, and emerged into the light of daylight of day. That was close. Moments later, Drover came scrambling out of his bunker. I looked him over. He appeared to be uninjured. How are you doing, soldier?
Well, I'm all confused. I don't understand.
Never mind, we don't have time to discuss it. We've had a serious breach of security. Let's go straight into alert stage 1. Ready? Go! Have we discussed our alert procedures? Maybe not. And there's a reason for that. Most of this stuff is so secret and highly classified, we can't discuss it with the general public. But maybe it wouldn't hurt to reveal a few details, if you'll promise not to blab it around. Promise? Okay, alert stage 1 is our highest stage of readiness. In this stage of the procedure, two dogs stand back to back, looking in opposite directions. One dog surveys the north and west quadrants, while the other conducts visual sweeps of the south and east quadrants. That way, two dogs can spot enemy troop movements in all 4 directions. It sounds pretty complicated, doesn't it? Well, it is complicated, but what else would you expect from the elite troops of the security division? Protecting this ranch is no ball of wax, and sometimes it gets pretty darn complicated. We went into stage 1 alert formation and did visual scans of, well, just about everything. The seconds crept by, and there were no reports of enemy spies or troop movements. But then, Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but once again I'm picking up that odd clacking sound. Can you hear it over there?
Let's see. Oh yeah, I hear it now.
Okay, let's study the sound and try to identify its source. It could lead us straight to the person or persons who've been planting all these landmines.
Well, I think it was me.
What? You planted mines in your own bunker?
No, the clacking noise. I was cold and my teeth were chattering.
Your teeth were... But what about the landmine? You did see a landmine, didn't you?
Nope, not me. It was so dark in there, I couldn't see anything.
So you're saying... The air hissed out of my lungs, and the upper half of my body sagged. I marched a few steps away and looked up at the sky. A few flakes of snow were beginning to fall from the dreary gray clouds. Was that a clue? No. I marched back over to my... whatever he was. Drover, I must speak frankly to someone. I'd rather not share my deepest thoughts with a nincompoop, but... Well, you're the only one here.
Gosh, thanks.
No problem. Drover, sometimes I feel that I'm being crushed by the awesome responsibilities of running this ranch. I mean, the mysteries, the investigations, the endless details wear me down to the point where I feel... I paused and glanced over both shoulders just in case we were being watched.